we're going to change the mood up a bit right now and get away from the rivalry talk just for a moment, because I think it's very – this is a story that's important on so many levels, and I wanted to invite this man on the show to talk about this topic because it's getting a lot of traction on social media. I know the Lansing State Journal, Brian Calloway, you know, he wrote up an interesting synopsis of what exactly happened when it comes to the situation at Lansing Catholic and the football team. And right now we're going to invite the father of one of the players, one of the four players who have been benched for tonight's game, home football game for Lansing Catholic, as they will take on Ionia, after it was reported that these four players had planned to kneel during the national anthem. Michael Lynn III, who is the team's starting quarterback and one of three captains, he was informed on Thursday at practice by Cougars coach Jim Ahern that he would not play tonight because he planned to take a knee. This is what Lynn III had to say. This is coming from the Lansing State Journal article from Brian Calloway's reporting. Quote, "I get they are a private school and they can do what they want. They are right, they can. But that doesn't make it humane, and that does not make it okay that they can do that, because that still is my right to peaceful protest. Not only am I peaceful protesting, but I'm protesting as a primary source. I am a young black man in America. I've had to deal with certain things that other people will never have to deal with. I said this in the meeting with the school. I said this feels like oppression. This feels like you are trying to silence me, and it feels like you are not giving me the right to do what Americans should be able to do." Well, in my opinion, that was an incredibly mature response, Isaac. And right now, and I want to acknowledge the other three players as well who have been benched due to planning to kneel during the national anthem for Lansing Catholic. Matthew Abdullah, Kabash Richards, and Rajay Williams, also benched, according to Lynn III. Right now, we have the father of Michael Lynn III, Michael Lynn Jr., on line one to talk about how this whole thing transpired. First off, Mike, thanks so much for taking some time this afternoon to join us here on Current Sports. How are you?
I'm good. I could be better, but I'm good.
Mike, can you take me through how this discussion began and what led to your son, along with three other players, getting benched for tonight's game? How did this whole thing start?
The whole entire thing starting, or the benching aspect?
The whole entire thing. Take us from square one.
Okay, the whole thing started as Michael, he came to us last week Tuesday, that was before the Fatherville game, and presented to us that he had been, it felt in his heart he needed to do something, that he wanted to do something, and he wanted to make a statement on everything that's been going on in the world, as well as what's going on with him in his own life and his own life in school. And he presented this, that he wanted to do this situation, that he wanted to take a knee during the game at Fowlerville. At that point in time, you know, we as parents had to take a lot of things into consideration and try to talk to him through the process of, you know, what could possibly happen, the ramifications it could be, because we see it all over the world today. So much hate and so much dissension and so much rhetoric behind the kneeling that is just simply untrue. And the fact that he doesn't always be able to, you know, may not always be able to get his voice across was a concern of ours. So we expressed that to him and gave him the best possible circumstance of discipline that we could understand could happen. And he decided that he was willing to take those consequences. At that point in time, the school contacted him Friday while he was in school. He had the intention to go and talk to Coach Ahern and let Coach Ahern know he had no intention on slamming this on him during the anthem. He definitely wanted the school to know what his intentions were. So he went and the school actually ended up contacting him through a source that they said they got from Fowlerville, that there would be, what I heard quoted was, all hell will break loose if these kids take a knee, which I don't understand how they knew that that was going to happen, because nobody but us family knew about it. But so the school actually ended up getting him in the office around 2 o'clock before he got a chance to talk to them and express their concerns for the safety. And Mr. Walcott expressed that, you know, he didn't have an issue with him taking a knee. He wanted him to know that he was asking him not to, but not telling him he couldn't. He also was telling Michael that he had no intentions on disciplining him whatsoever if he did take a knee, but respectfully, as a man, he wished that he would not do that at Fowlerville, given the safety aspect. Mr. Walcott expressed to us as a family Friday night when we seen him how intellectual and how well-spoken he thought Michael was, and that he understood that Michael had a very good understanding of what he was doing, why he was doing it, and he was so proud of his articulation on the subject. So he did decide not to take a knee Friday in respect to his team and in respect to all of us fans and everybody that was in Fowlerville, given the hostile environment it possibly could be. And we were reassured, he was, as well as the team was reassured, that they'd be given a platform at the Ionia football game for homecoming. That was on Friday. Another incident happened on Friday where a racial slur was made to Michael during the game, and it was not taken account. It was not being heard. It was not being understood. I think Michael at that point really had it in his heart at that point that this had to happen for him.
And Mike, sorry to interject. I'm sorry to interject real quick, Mike. That racial slur, who did that come from? Was that a member of the team? Was that coming from the crowd?
It was a player. It was a player on the opposite team.
Opposite
made a racial
team.
Slur.
Okay.
And it was right about the time that we got the unsportsmanlike conduct complaint, or excuse me, flag that came out. It was that time right then. So that wasn't dealt with correctly, and he's been through a lot of processes and a lot of situations in these rural areas playing football that this thing happens all the time on the field, and that's a whole other issue, but that's part of the issue that he's expressing. You know, when he says that he's a primary source, it's real, and I'm sure you know as a black and as African-American, it obviously is something we deal with. So Monday, the team called the meeting in order to try to bring unity to the situation and understand each other. They had an excellent conversation. The coaches all had good conversation with the team. Everybody was in agreement that something probably should be done. They didn't understand exactly what. After the hour and a half conversation that they had, they decided that what they would do was make a written statement that Michael would read out to the entire crowd Friday during the homecoming game, and that the boys that wanted to take a knee would. The other boys would lock arms and place their hand on the guys that took a knee. And they wanted to put all the boys mingled in the crowd so there wasn't a stack of kids on the end of the line with a knee. They wanted a knee, you know, four or five guys and then a knee and then four or five guys and then a knee if that's how it was going to play out. Mm-hmm. At that point, they had, I think, 8 to 10 guys that were going to actually take a knee at that point. So they all came in agreement. Michael came home. He had this great story about how his team united and they understood each other's differences and they were all in agreement that they were going to respect each other's opinions and that they were going to move forward as a team and as one unit. And it almost brought tears in my eyes because when he told me he wanted to take a knee, I was very, very worried that that would be taken the wrong way and so on and so forth. So our kind of direction in that was that, you know, let's think of it all. So when the school came back in support, we were really surprised. We were really excited about that aspect. Cut forward to Wednesday, we got a meeting or a call from Mr. Maloney, who was the president, who called us in to express to us that their intent was to not have anybody on the field take a knee. They wanted Michael to speak out about racial injustices and his own plight and the fact that he's an African-American. And at that point, I had to shut that down. I just felt that him talking in front of that crowd that may or may not want to listen to his plight was not going to be a productive situation for us, the family, or him. I kind of felt it was a martyr situation. I didn't want him to be a part of that. Mm-hmm. So the agreement, the thing kept on to, well, what can we do? You know, we can't have him take a knee, so what else can we do? The conversation continued on, and we were in an agreement that us as parents were not going to force Michael to stand for the national anthem. because I won't be the one to take his civil rights if they wanted to. So we wouldn't force him to do that. But if he decided he didn't want to, we were all in agreement that probably, you know, would be a good thing. So at the end of that conversation, he pretty much stated to us that the steps that they take for a kid that's not compliant with their expectations is this. We walk with the student and a Christian charity to make sure that they can come to be a part of our core values and our expectations. If at that point they cannot, we bring the parents in to speak with them. If we can't get the parents to understand that this needs to change, that they need to comply, then we go to the third step, which is, and this is in their handbook, which is that they decide that at that point in time, they don't believe that the kid is a good fit for the school, which would mean ultimately expulsion. And that question was raised and asked a couple of times. Is that what this means? Are we at that point, being that you've already took the walk with him and now we're here? Are we at the point that if he takes a knee, this is going to be it? And they wouldn't give an unequivocal answer to that. Mm-hmm. It was very implied that that would be it, but that wasn't. They wouldn't give that exactly. So the comments that were made that possible expulsion, you know, disciplinary for sure, we knew. They kept telling us that. Then later on Wednesday night, I hope, if I'm not being long-winded and you need time, let me know.
No, go ahead, Mike. Go ahead, man.
Okay. Later on that Wednesday night, they had a parent meeting for all varsity players, an emergency player meeting. They expressed to it that they got in touch with the board of trustees and that they had come up with an agreement on what was going to happen Friday night and wanted us all to come in. So 8 o'clock, we went in there, we sat and listened to Mr. Maloney again say the same thing that he told us in the room, which is more or less a diplomatic way of stressing to us that this is going to be the way or the highway. In my opinion, that's kind of how it came off. It was not a town hall meeting. It was very expressly pointed that we were not to be speaking out. This is not a meeting for people's opinions. This is what Lansing Catholic and the Diocese of Lansing had come to the conclusion that, and this is what he said. He said he walked me through the same process, the one first step, second step, third step, and at that point, you know, so on and so forth. So at that point, one of the mothers who's Matthew Abdullah's mother spoke up, and the conversation was very directed at Michael as if he was the culprit in all of this, and he was kind of a antagonistic one, I guess, is kind of how I felt, instigator. Mm-hmm. And that wasn't the case. These boys had come together. They figured it out. These boys figured it out as a team. The coaches figured it out. The administration, as far as the AD, the principal figured it out. They had this thing set. And they had a voice that they felt like they haven't had since they've been here. And it got snatched from an hour with no explanation other than this is just how things are going to be. So one of the mothers spoke up. Another mother spoke up on that fact and wanted more clarification. My wife spoke up on the fact that we wanted more clarification on what the discipline could possibly be. The discipline aspect of it was left in the air, and it was very vague on what it could possibly be. So we didn't know. And at that point, we left the house, left that building under the understanding that I knew my son had the intent to take a knee. So at that point, I had to weigh out the options that they gave us for discipline, and that's what I came up with from what I was told from Mr. Maloney. So we tried to contact the school several times to try to get more clarification on what the discipline could be.
Right.
Today we have update on that. We'll go to yesterday's football practice, which is our walkthrough, where they decide, you know, they go through their game plan and so on and so forth. And I came up to practice, as I do a lot, and watched practice, and Michael came over to me and told me that they had a conversation again, and that the coach asked, and I want to be very clear with Coach Ahern. His point and his stance on this has been strictly football, and I understand that aspect that he's a football coach and that's his thing, and I respect that from him. But this situation that came about today was, or excuse me, Thursday, was he asked the kids to stand. They were going to take a knee Friday to stand, and then when they did, he said, okay, I need to know who's not going to be. I have to prepare, and I understand this from a football coaching aspect. I coached at Sexton. So I understand the mindset of I need to be prepared for what I have and what I'm going to have, because he didn't know the consequences of what they would be either.
Okay.
So at that point in time is when they were benched. They were.
And who made that decision, Mike?
It was never clearly stated. The kids were benched. I want to make that
positive. So we don't know who exactly made the call If it was Coach Ahern, or was it, if it was, you know, athletic director, you know, Brian Wolcott.
No.
We don't know who made the final call.
Up until today, there was no final call.
Okay.
So what I'm expressing to you is that I think that Coach Ahern, in his defense, was preparing for a football game.
Mm-hmm.
And when he stressed that he wanted to make sure he understood who wasn't going to be here and who's not, is the people who were convicted in their heart to take a knee. He didn't know what the administration was going to do. So at that point in time, I think Coach Ahern was thinking from a 45-year coach that I need to make sure I'm preparing my whole team, whatever whole team I have. So at that point in time, unintentionally, he benched the kids, if that makes sense. So at that point in time, those kids are no longer a process in the first string, second string, offense and defense, or whatever the case is. They were set aside. So
okay.
After that fact, no communication was made. Nobody contacted to say what they're going to do, so on and so forth. So the parents of all four of us, which are all here actually right now, all four of us parents came together today and said, we need to find out what's going on with our kids. I mean, our kids went to school today with no impression of what's going on. I mean, if you've seen the media on this and the Facebook post and all the hatred and all the negative things that are going on, I mean, I just can't imagine the strength these boys have to go through this, you know, on their own in that school at that point in time. But they did. So we contacted the school. We actually went up there and asked them if they could give us clarity on what the disciplinary action would be. They told us to come back around noon, that they'd have an answer for us. This was about 10 o'clock. We came back. We sat down with Mr. Wolcott and Mr. Moore, the principal and the athletic director, and the parents. And he expressed to us their point and their statement on the issue of discipline was this. He said, anybody that responds with a knee tonight, takes a knee tonight, will not start the football game. So that was their conclusion after this whole thing, I guess, you know, I can say that was what they came up with for a disciplinary action.
Okay.
There's not going to be any expulsion. There's not going to be any suspensions. The kids will not start that game. They will be eligible to play after they don't start. So I don't know how he didn't elaborate on how long that process will be. I guess given all four of these boys are starters, I'd imagine that it wouldn't be that long. So that's where we're at now with it. I want to clear the air on some things. I didn't want the rhetoric to get out of hand that,
right, and we only have Mike. If you could make it brief, we got about 2 minutes. And I also want to know before you do clarify what you need to clarify. Does Michael Kabash and Rajay, do they plan on protesting further as the year goes along? Still taking a knee?
You know, I think I don't know that they know exactly how long they plan to do this or. Even at this point, you know, you guys may come to the – we don't know exactly what's going to happen. I don't really want to comment on that.
Okay.
But I think that they do want to be involved very heavily in the movement, and they want to make difference, and they want to make change for themselves in Lansing Catholic High School because there's issues. There's issues in the city. There's issues with the people who can't understand what this is about and can't look past the issue, you know, the thought processes that they have. So I think they want to make change in that.
Right. I love that. Okay. And what do you need to clarify? What do you want to clarify, Mike?
I want to clarify that – they're standing united together in whatever response that they have to this. They have no intention whatsoever, and this has been stated clearly from more than one unit of people, to in any way disrespect our veterans, our troops, you know, or anybody that has ever served. All these kids have family members that are veterans and troops and so on and so forth. So, or any of our law enforcement, firefighters, or you know, civil service workers. So I just want to make that very clear. That's not the intent whatsoever. So That narrative has to come off the table in this current situation.
And I think
all
that is
all love and respect to all those guys, all love and respect to you guys and all the players on the team. And all I can say is I hope we get a win tonight.
All right. Michael Lynn Jr., father of Lansing Catholic quarterback Michael Lynn III. Mike, thank you so much for coming on and clearing the airwaves when it comes to this topic. And at least from my perspective, I find it incredibly admirable what your son, along with the three other players who have decided to take this stand, I find it completely admirable to be that young in high school and to take a stand and to articulate, you know, that kind of reasoning behind why you are taking a knee during a national anthem. Mike, along with those other three players, are incredibly mature beyond their years. I love it. Mike, thank you so much.
I agree. Thank you very much, Al.